Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Overtime, the Q Show Overtime 123. Mark Bland, Jeremy Bailey, find him on Facebook. Or Big Worms, B-I-G-W-Y-R-M-S on Twitter. He's checking it at all. I've been copying him in on things. We got our main man, Greg T.
Hello.
Hello. And his father has decided to jump on, Jim T.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Have you enjoyed the show?
Very much.
We appreciate you coming out and being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Now, so we're doing overtime here, and We just had a really exciting show right there at the end. I got a couple more letters from the listeners I want to read here in a few minutes. But, you know, Greg, you and me are now on a kickball team. Well,
true.
You've been on a kickball team.
Yeah.
I have now since started to play beer league kickball with you guys.
Correct. Legit.
And the name of the team is it okay if I say that, you think?
Sure.
Balls and Dowels is the name of the...
And Dolls? D-O-L-L-S?
Yes, D-O-L-L-S.
As it sounds, yes.
As it sounds, sir. And we were completely blown away this past weekend when I played my first game with these guys. We won the first game, and we're walking to the second field. And as we crest the top of the grassy knoll, dipping down into the valley where the kickball field is set.
Here we seen.
We see.
The other team.
Team Top Gun over
practicing.
There. Practicing kickball. Practicing on a beer league.
You guys and when practice? I say
like they're hitting,
no, bro,
like they're hitting ground balls to each other,
like Dave Duncan is pitching to Mark McGuire. Like,
I mean, it was
ridiculous.
It was legit.
It was legit, and they weren't just kicking; like they were kicking hardcore. It was weird, man.
Are you guys hating on people that practice and care?
No, it's not that we're hating on people. We're just saying it's a beer league.
At kickball?
At kickball?
Kind of.
A little bit? I mean, kickball?
I mean, you're going over to hell and you've seen these guys. Yeah! And we're like, come on.
And they're all
bro.
Running
really?
On the field. Like, you know, just like after a basket's made from
we
the
just
free
won
throw
a,
line.
We just won a game.
You know,
right?
You
so
guys
don't
should
care.
Up your game.
Wait,
we don't care.
You know how like...
We won. We're champs.
Hold
we don't
on.
Care.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. You know how, like, in a basketball game, you know, you're at the free throw line, you hit your first shot, everybody from the team, like, walks over and gives you a little high five and stuff? These guys are practicing kickball. Dude launches one to his own teammate who catches it way the hell out in the outfield. They all run to each other, and they're giving each other high fives. Game's not even – we're not even playing the game. That's just before the game. We're setting up the beer league table. We're putting Bloody Mary mix out. These dudes are just, like, high-fiving each other. There's Sanchez over there, you know. He's taking care of business.
Yeah.
It was just out of control. Totally out of control.
And we, if anybody wants to know, we lost.
We did lose. That was ridiculous.
Because you didn't freaking practice enough.
We probably didn't practice.
Oh, these guys start taking your shit seriously.
These guys had like 10 freaking runs in the first fucking inning.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
We came back.
We did come back.
We got like 3 runs in the next 7 innings.
What was it? Right. What was the final score?
Like 13-3 or 10-3. That's ridiculous.
We almost came back.
We got beat on a 10-run rule. Like, we didn't even hit the hour-long like time limit. They were just like, okay, it's 6th inning, and they're up by 10.
Mark, so at the end of the game.
Mark, you're wrong. They actually, the ref, if you call him that, he gave us an extra inning.
Did he give us an extra inning?
He did.
I don't remember.
We had an extra like 20 minutes. He gave it to us.
So tell me this. At the end of the game,
they were great.
Were you guys like, man, we got to practice? And we were like, man, fuck them.
No, we were like, fuck them.
Oh, yeah. We were totally fuck them.
We were like, dude, we just won a game. We got it.
Dude, there were girls that Greg.
50% is good.
There are girls that Greg wouldn't touch with your penis on this team taking care of business.
You would be surprised what Greg would touch with my penis.
Actually, I would touch a lot with your penis.
There's a lot that he would touch with your penis.
Hey, chick, I happen
you
to
guys,
have Jeremy's
wait,
penis
well,
with
well, wait
me.
Wait a second. You guys grew up together. Did you guys ever date the same girl
no.
when you were growing up?
No.
Was that bro
that
code?
Was taboo.
Taboo bro code?
Yeah. We.
However, some of our friends did break the code.
Really, did they?
Yeah,
tell us a story.
Names.
Can we tell? We don't need names. I just need the story.
Don't need names, but.
Just give them an initial.
Well.
TR.
TR. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's one. And
TR is a big one.
Yeah.
TR, tell us the TR story. Tell us about TR.
Well, TR would actually go out with your mom.
What? He would go out with your mom?
If at all possible, yeah.
If you let him. But he was too scared of us to do that. But yeah, once you broke up with a girl, he would be like, oh, man, you're right. What a bitch. What a. Next thing you know, they're talking.
What's your number?
He's trying to. What,
oh, yeah, what, man, yeah. What's your name? Greg's such a bitch.
What's your
You're right. You're so right.
He's such a punk.
You think Greg's over there on the phone?
And the thing is, the ex-girls always came back to us like.
He was like, I have to hit him back
with
hell.
What's up with him? Your boy.
Hit him back with hell on his pager.
Obviously, he's not my boy.
Yeah. I never had any of those problems because I was a dork. Never had any girls that Listen, my most memorable moment of growing up was my first kiss with a girl at summer camp, and then getting my second kiss ever from a girl a few years later to the Bryan Adams song from the what was it, the
Robin Hood song?
The Robin Hood song from the Robin Hood movie. A few years later at this dinky nightclub, crap nightclub that was up off Hull's Ferry behind like this auto parts
Aloha.
Store. No.
Aloha
I'm talking about in Florissant. Yeah. I'm talking about in
Spanish Lake. But let me, can I, see, my parents, we couldn't afford camp, per se. So what Jeremy and I were in the same boat.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So what we did, since we lived in a, we'll say, a dark neighborhood.
Right. Okay.
We had 40-ounce parties, which went over great. Where we grew up, and we would play boys and men, and the girls, we'd play that boys and men into the road, dance with it, with 40s in our face, drinking them, slamming them, and the girls loved it. And then we'd have snakes too for the, you know, the black guys liked snakes, but
the black guys just like snakes.
The black guys like snakes. They had
like like, what do you mean by
pets.
Snakes? Oh, pets.
Pets. They had pets. Black.
Black people do tend to get like. Like snakes and lizards and things like that.
Right.
That's weird. I know a guy who actually, scorpions. His thing was scorpions. Well, freaked me out when I go in his house because he said he had two that were those ones where you had to have the black light to see them or they were transparent. Sure. And he said they've gotten out a few times.
And
I'm
this
like,
is not racist at all.
Okay. But when you have wait. When you have to preface a statement with,
well, no, I just
this
want
is
people
not racist at all.
Well, people don't know.
But
I'm just saying, people don't realize where we grew up.
Right.
We actually grew up in straight ghetto.
Yeah. Did you ever have like baseball bat fights with people?
It wasn't baseball bats.
I've
it was more crowbars.
Castle Point baseball bat fights.
You were never in a Castle Point fight.
King Drive.
No, you
Point,
were not.
Duke
sir.
And Earl. Duke
you would
Earl
never
King.
You would never survive a Castle Point fight.
Dead serious.
Okay.
Baseball bat fight, me and my cousin Dean, against these other kids who live down the street from him.
You must have been in West County, a street called what? Castle Point.
No, it was Castle Point right by Jennings.
Okay. All right.
Straight up. No questions
asked.
Summer of 1985. I'll never forget it, man. It was ridiculous.
It was a rough neighborhood.
Okay.
Rough neighborhood. Very rough. There was a lady.
It's so rough, it's not there anymore.
There was a lady.
Castle Point's not.
This was such a rough neighborhood. They actually had this thing called the Candy Lady. Now, I don't know how ghetto the area you grew up in was, but in the Castle Point neighborhood, the Candy Lady was your version of going to Handy Pantry. Literally. Like, it was the lady who had Now and Laters and, you know, all kinds of knick-knack candy, but she was selling it out of, like, empty shoeboxes in her basement. And it was quite often, like, your parents needed to know that you were going to the Candy Lady's house because you were going to another rough part of the neighborhood, and it got a little sketchy over there quite often, man.
Actually, Mark, there was a liquor store off Hall's Ferry.
Yes.
And Jeremy can attest to this. Sammy. You remember Sammy, don't you?
Sammy Iraqi.
Yeah. Sammy was the first Iranian.
Okay.
Iraq. He was Iraqian.
Iraq, whatever.
Iraqian.
Back in
was
the early 90s.
Different countries.
Former military veteran?
No, he's a just
you'd
a
walk in there as a 12-year-old and grab a 40 and be like, "You're right. You fucking pay. You get it." He did not like anybody else. White guy came in. We went in there. Whatever you bought, he didn't give a fuck. You got it. He's like, go ahead. My birthday. I turned 14. He goes, fifth of Jack. Oh, you take it. I
was like, that's nice. Well,
he liked it because I paid.
But that was a different time period, too.
Correct.
You know, nowadays, if that somebody did that stuff, you'd be on the news.
Yeah, Sammy, now you probably have to be about 17 now.
Oh, yeah. At least. At least.
It's like a fifth of Jack.
But you know what? He did always look around like maybe somebody was watching. He was like, oh.
It was legit.
Now, I know your house over by Chambers. I used to eat at the Dairy Queen right there all the time when I was growing up because the...
And that's gone, too.
Yeah, I liked that Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, my sister.
Never went to Delwood Pool, though. Always a little sketchy over there.
I always went to Banger.
Had high dive, dude.
Yeah, always a little sketchy over there. I was a Banger, dude. I was a Banger kid.
I was a Banger. Okay. Floor I was a Banger.
Okay.
I was a Banger, dude. Okay. I had to stay up there.
I understand.
I was spinning wheels, not Aloha. No Aloha going on over here. Spinning wheels. And we didn't like those Coach Light people. Coach Light was no. Mm-mm.
Aloha was legit. I mean, come on.
Aloha was cool. I went there a couple times, but it was like, you know, you had your areas. You remember dare dances and stuff? Like, that stuff got out of control, man. Like, those kids had their spots.
On a Friday night, if you didn't have a fight.
J-Town Posse?
Oh, my God.
J-Town? Well, yeah, Posse Up.
Posse Up. J-Town Posse.
You know what? I got a good story for you about J-Town.
Yeah, tell me about the Jamestown Posse.
All right. So here's how this went. TR was a part of this story.
TR, here we go. TR's back.
TR just got done banging GS's mom.
Yeah, right. Okay. TR's a piece of shit. Go on.
So here's I'm going to try to make this as fast as possible.
No, you're fine. You got time. Right. You got tons of time.
Okay, Take your time, bro.
So I wasn't with them. It was our friend, and I'll just call him TR.
T-Billy.
Well, and T, there's two T's, so I'll just call the other one J. There's a T and a J.
Okay, go on.
So they were in a car. Oh, yeah, and Brian.
Big B.
B-A.
B-A. Right about that?
B-A?
B-A Barack.
B-A was there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, B-A was there.
Okay, so they were all in the back of J's.
Where are we at, literally, okay, in the area?
We're
let's start over.
This starts... In North County. Well,
okay, starts in North County. North County, St. Louis.
North of Chambers, a little bit.
Go to Google Maps. Look for Jamestown Mall.
It doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, so they were in Jay's Trans Am.
Okay.
And J-Town, the dumbass gang you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
they were driving by and they...
Oh, you can't talk about them like that in 2013, man. They're coming back. They're making a comeback.
Oh, wait. Here I... What up?
So they throw a 40-ounce bottle.
Before we go any further, explain to everybody what J-Town Posse consisted of. Kids from, like,
Jennings.
It was the white gang from Jennings.
Okay, there you go.
That's what it was. And we actually didn't have a problem with anybody.
Let's get it out there.
Break it out. These are old stories.
So
we got to have these.
You had J-Town, and then you had Posse Up. Well, Posse Up was from, like, Glasgow, Riverview.
And they J-Town, started as white boys.
And then there
posse.
Was even a gang, Flowtown, which, well, yeah. Flowtown.
That's where I was from. I was part of Flowtown Posse. What are you talking about?
That's why we are not talking about it. What? Kind of a joke.
They had
anyway,
flags.
Yeah, so it was J-Town and Posse Up. And, well, they always had, you know, every time we met, there was just bullshit fights. Okay.
Okay.
And go ahead, Jer.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, the only run-in we really ever had with the
And you're not
with
affiliated
J-Town.
With any gang.
No.
Not at all. We have,
guys.
We have a couple
We had our
friends.
Own, actually. They thought we were our own.
You were the TJ, TS,
Well, no, we had, there was five of, there was five of us that we had our own clique.
Glasgow up?
No.
We knew a lot of people and we never had any problems.
Right.
With
we knew guys from both sides and we didn't affiliate.
You never commingled
right,
the issues.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
So we were at Aladdin's Castle one night. Let me start there.
Oh, here we go.
I worked
That's
at Aladdin's
one.
Castle when
That's
I was
a
16.
Good one.
And I don't even remember what games we were playing, but there was like five carloads of these J-Town guys. And they wanted to start a fight with this, and I don't even remember why.
Just you guys specifically. They wanted
Yeah, there
to start
was only like
it
three
was,
or four
was,
of us.
It was me and it was Jeremy, myself, and T.
And T and then J.
Right.
No, it was,
no, just J. Just,
oh, and Brian. B-A.
No, it was just TJ.
Okay.
We'll just go that those initials, TJ.
Okay.
I forgot. This is
the tough one of the crew, right?
This is the preemptive. Yeah. This is the preemptive.
All right, fair enough. Preemptive.
Okay, so
you're there. It's Aladdin's Castle. It's North County. You guys are chilling. You're playing
chilling.
Street Fighter 1. 2 hasn't even come out yet.
No, it was 2. It's
2
fine.
Was a 2 was a dream.
2 was a dream. 2 okay. was a dream. You guys are jamming.
And for the whatever reason, they started shit with us.
Okay.
So we didn't realize they had five carloads, but we were stupid. You know, we thought we could beat everybody.
Right, you guys were young and viral.
And so, you know, we were like, you know what?
I hope we weren't viral.
But we were like, let's do it. Let's just do it. You know, we go outside and there's five carloads of them. And for whatever reason, they just backed off and went all about their way. So a few weeks later, I'm catching back up to where I originally started. They, sorry, let me get the microphone a little bit closer here.
You're fine.
All right. So Jay, TR, and Brian, they were all in Jay's Trans Am. And so
sweet Trans Am, by the way.
Yeah, it was not the 80s style after 82, the Smoking the Bandit style.
It was an 80.
It was pretty
right.
cool.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, they rolled by, threw a 40-ounce at his you know, prize car. I mean, you know, in retrospect, it probably wasn't a prize, but still, you know, to us, it's
disrespect.
Anyway,
it was disrespect.
And of course, you guys were blowing Dirty Dancing.
No, Jeremy and I had no clue what was going on because we didn't partake in shit like that.
You're too busy dancing to the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, Hungry Eyes from the Sweet.
We're actually too busy singing Boys to Men.
Okay, fair enough.
To the girls,
right? Motown Philly,
right?
You're getting down on Motown Philly.
End of the road, actually.
Again. Right. Bozak. Don't get the Bozak.
With 40 ounces.
Don't hit the Bozak. Right.
So Jay, he's a pretty big guy. He's pushing he's pushing 260 at the time, you know, and he's athletic for 260. He's not just a blob or anything. He's just a big guy. Anyway, they end up getting into a big brawl, and it was like 3-on-10, and one of them had a bat. And all I know is TR stayed in the car the whole time.
And BA, my actual cousin, ran.
So
I got. I was out of town. No, I was out of town.
Weren't actually with them at this time.
I got a call. I was out of town.
Right.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Sweet. You got a call. You're out of town.
Very sweet. Yeah. I got a
and
baby.
So baby.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I got a call out of town, and they're telling me your cousin took off. He ran. I'm like,
that's well, not
I feel,
like him.
No, I feel disrespected.
Okay.
But TR didn't even get out of the car.
Well, my buddy didn't even get out of the car. So.
And so there's those. Where are you two? You're out of town. Where are you?
I'm at home. I don't know anything about it.
So these two are by themselves. One runs and the other one just doesn't even get out of the car.
If you didn't get it at the beginning, Jeremy and I in the group are the fighters.
Okay. So you're not even around.
Right.
Okay.
And to Jay's credit, he took all 10 of these guys on. And one of them had a bat, and they shattered his elbow.
Ouch!
I mean,
he got clicked. He got clicked.
I mean, it was a big deal, but, I mean, they ran, and he
stood
his ground.
When I came back in town, and can you put that music back on? Because that was pretty sweet.
I could.
And I grew up, Jeremy and I, when we got back in town, I came back from Kentucky, and Jeremy came. I talked to him. We took care of it.
You took care of it. You guys go to... Was this J-Town? Was this J-Town, guys?
Yeah, this is J-Town.
Did you go to J-Town?
We went to J-Town, actually.
Okay. Well, it started like this. It was a really wild night. well, I mean, there's like three chapters to this.
Oh, my goodness. This might have to be told in pieces.
So the first, okay, so the first...
Jim, this is getting out of control over here.
That's the first I heard of it.
The all first right. revenge we got, it was just me and Jay.
Whipped cream up their tailpipes?
We were at Quick Trip on West Florissant.
Tank.
And the guy, and I'll just call him D, who was the ringleader of the J-Town guys,
D.
happened to be there.
No, just give his real name, man. We're going to call him out.
D's fine. D's fine.
Well, no, I can't.
Desmond.
Because there's some other things that are...
Yeah, we'll call him we'll
Chapter
call him
2
D.
Would want me Desmond. Not say that. So we see him at we see him at Quick Trip. And TJ's like, man, I cannot believe he's
here. Totally said his name.
No.
That's all right, though.
That's not his name.
No, he said TJ. Okay.
That's all right.
Who's TJ?
Who?
Exactly. Move on.
So he's like, I cannot believe that dude is here. He gets out, and his arm is shattered at this point. It's in a sling and everything.
Right.
And he sees him, and his window's open, and he happens to have like a, I think it was a blue Trans Am. And TJ just punches through the car, punches him in his jaw. And he just starts, you know, oh, you tripping and, you know, this, jumps out of the car and goes after TJ. And TJ just kind of goes down and covers up his arm a little bit. And it was really weird because you could tell he was totally protecting an injury. And he totally would have wiped the floor with this kid. Anyway, I was trying to just let it happen. And then I seen TJ kind of looking like he might get hurt. So I jumped on top of the guy, and me and him got into it. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I beat his ass. And then so this continued.
Did you live to tell the story?
Yeah. I mean, he was, to be perfectly honest, he wasn't very.
How long do we have here? Because this is actually a pretty good story.
We're going. I mean, we are going right now. So Jeremy is now, he's pumping.
He just beat J-Town.
He's got Master J-Town's Ace, leader up. He's got Master Ace, Born to Roll, dropping right from the TA.
Right.
The sweet
he just
TA.
Got dropped. J-Town leaders just got dropped.
Okay.
And so I'm fighting this guy, and literally, I mean, no kidding, I really felt like, I mean, like this guy just did not belong in the ring with me kind of thing, you know? Because I was hitting him 5 times for every time he swung and missed me. Like, he didn't even touch me. And I'm looking in, and his girlfriend's inside, Quick Trip.
And she's rubbing herself now watching you beat the hell out of
TJ's
him.
TJ's actually hitting on her.
No, TJ is actually...
And you got to save T for the mom. He's going to get the mom of this girl eventually.
He got smacked in the face by this dude's girlfriend.
Oh.
I mean, there was a big bridge up with her keys. And he had a big crack
on his
nose.
He's just having a bad week.
Yeah, he's getting...
He's just having a bad week.
Right, all together.
Well, can I preface that TJ's not a fighter?
No, okay. But he's a tough guy.
He's a lover, though.
He is a tough guy.
He will screw you.
He's a tough guy. He's a strong guy.
I'll say that.
But he's certainly a pacifist. So, but, he, you know, I mean, he can hit hard. I mean, I think he almost...
Is he a radical centrist?
he goes back and forth.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, that wraps up. We get put in the police car, we get handcuffed, and we're in the back of the police car.
Right.
And we hear over the siren that there's a gang over, and they gave the address, and it happened to be TJ's girlfriend's house. And they were trying to break in the house.
Okay.
So they rush us over there handcuffed. And it was just... A big ordeal. Apparently, they were trying to break in and do some damage to the ladies in the house. You know, the girlfriend and the mom. So, luckily, we got there in time, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it just escalated.
And these
are
white kids from Jennings.
Right. These are all white kids. Well, there's a couple. Well, we have black friends. I mean, it's...
J-Town didn't have nothing, any black friends.
J-Town didn't have any black friends. We had black friends.
We had friends everywhere.
White kids from Jennings at this time period in history is pretty rare in Jennings. That's all I'm going to say. That's a rare thing.
So, and let me preface, or not preface, sorry, that's not the right word. Let me fast forward to the most interesting part, and I don't want to give up names on this part.
Okay.
I'll just say one of
we'll
our
friends...
We'll
finish off the show with this part right here.
Goes to...
We're going to Castle Point?
No. Goes to the leader guy's house.
One of your friends does.
Yes.
Okay.
And says, where's your son? The D guy.
Okay.
I'm going to end this here, and she got hit.
And the mom...
Our friend.
Yeah. And our mom smacked
which I don't
this
agree
dude's
with.
Mom. And so we all got permanently banned from Jennings.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet, guys.
No, it's not sweet.
No, I think that's a really great
story. You don't
have
a woman get hit, but...
Well, no, you don't want to ever see a woman get hit or anything like that, but, you know, at the same point...
That's how shit goes.
That's just ridiculous, man. You guys were tough.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we took care of ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks.
I think you guys are awesome.
Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on the Q Overtime. The extreme stories of Posse Up, J-Town, and our man Greg T and Jeremy Bailey. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. I'm Mark Bland. That's going to do it for us here on Overtime. Go to theqnow.com for more interesting stuff, as well as the last Overtime, 122, 1991 top movies. Greg, we'll have to bring you in on a tournament of pop culture sometime.
Have to.
So that we can break down these movies and get to the best of
Definitely.
The best. All right, ladies, that's going to do it for us. I'm Mark Bland. That's Jeremy. That's Greg. That's Jim. Thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah, good
and
night.
We will see you guys next time.
Come on, y'all. Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Why, baby? Hey.